The medieval chronicler Walter Bauer wrote that in 1378, on the feast of St. Adamon, the great church of St. Andrew's was burnt at the hour of High Mass. This was caused by the carelessness of a plumber who was repairing a small crack in the lead roof of the nave of the church with lead that had been heated red hot, and then flowed down to the nest of a raven, setting it alight and developing into a fire beyond control. In 1410, on St. Kentigern's Day, there was a gale-force wind. By the violence of this storm, woodland trees were torn up by the roots, houses and churches were demolished, ships and boats were sunk. It also blew down the south gable of the great monastic church of St. Andrew's. In its violence, large stones tumbled down and penetrated the dormitory, the eastern vaulting of the parlour, and also the chapter house underneath, where a little earlier, and by chance, the venerable Sir Thomas de Cooper, a canon and sub-prior of that house, had withdrawn. He was penned in, crushed and shattered by the number and weight of the stones on his shoulders and legs, as a result of which he breathed his last within a few days. In the mid-14th century, the Black Death rampaged across Europe and Scotland was no exception. The abbot of Inchcombe Abbey, Walter Bauer, recorded that in 1349 there was a great pestilence and mortality amongst men in the Kingdom of Scotland, and it also ranged over a wide area during many earlier and later years throughout the whole world, such as had nowhere been heard of or written down in history books for the information of future generations from the beginning of the world until now. Such was the severity of that plague that nearly one-third of the whole human race was obliged to pay the debt of nature. The way in which this painful death happened by the divine will was strange and unusual. Once the swollen inflammation of the flesh had taken hold, life in this world hardly lasted for a further 2 days. Wherever it happened, it affected for the most part the middling and the lesser folk, and seldom the magnates. Everyone trembled at it with such fearful dread that children would not dare to visit their parents suffering in the last extremity. Instead, they fearfully shunned the contagion as they would flee from before a serpent. In this year, it so pleased the Lord that 24 professed canons of the House of Canons at St. Andrew's were called from the troubles of this present life, as is the way of all flesh, of whom all except 3 were priests. They were all men of ample education, circumspect in spiritual and in temporal matters, and upright and honourable in their way of life. These plagues occur from time to time because of the sins of mankind.